nervously watching the Gulf upon talk of reopening that oil cap.
Now, the cap will be on for at least another 24 hours now that BP has pledged to step up its monitoring of the seafloor around the burst well.
And joining us now live with details from New Orleans, AP correspondent Bill Fuller. And Bill, all of this started a big conflict between BP and the government over the weekend because of a seep and methane that were apparently detected, and then there were questions of how to deal with it. The Obama administration says, hey, we need to open that cap up and start, shipping oil up to the surface again. Why? Why would they even think about doing that?
Real good question, Penny. Why they would want to do that, why they would want to open the caps, why would they want to chance letting more oil into the Gulf of Mexico? But I think that they had some second thoughts about that. Of course, BP was against it to begin with. They didn't want the pictures from the Gulf down on the floor of that oil flowing again after they got it cut off last week. And within a short time ago, I guess about 45 minutes ago, Thad Allen issued a statement saying he was going to give them 24 more hours to monitor the pressure on the valves that are connected to the cap. We were wondering what they were going to do.
Well, pressure is the key here. Low pressure could mean that there's something seeping somewhere. High pressure could mean that there could be too much pressure on what could be potentially cracks from that initial explosion. And so which way up?
Well, Phil, we talked about it last week when you and I talked that high pressure is good, low pressure bad. The pressure, the latest figure I saw, the pressure has been slowly going up. I don't think it has gone up as fast as they thought it would. 6,000 pounds per square inch was the low end. 8,000 to 9,000 was the high end. It started out at about 6,700.
But Bill, you could have too much pressure, though, right? If indeed the theory bears out that the explosion caused some cracks in the well. What do you call it? The main chamber of the well there.
Yeah, the wellhead.
The wellhead, right? So if that's cracked, I'm just thinking in layman's terms, too much pressure could cause some issues.
Well, the pressure has never got up real high though. I think that's why you're seeing the bubbling effect going on the floor of the Gulf right now. The pressure has. The last figure I saw was 6,700. It's never reached up to 8,000 or 9,000 where they thought it would get to. And I think that's why Allen started talking about, we gotta do something now. And BP says, no, let's wait a while. And they had this back-and-forth conversation all weekend. And then this morning they did a compromise and said, yeah, we'll give it 24 more hours.
Okay, you called it bubbling. Is that what they think this is now? Because, at first it was a seepage of some sort, they called it. And then there was methane, and which made it look like, okay, maybe there is a leak. But as you said, the pressure levels weren't giving that indication. So what is the bubbling? Explain that to us. Something normal?
Penny, they haven't said what it is.
Oh.
They said seepage, early. The latest thing I saw was a bubble effect. So, but they really haven't said what it is. I think they have not determined that. About 20 minutes ago, they were supposed to have what they call a technical briefing. They have two of them twice a day, one in the morning, one late afternoon. But they canceled the one this morning. For 7:30, no reason given, just cancel it. I think because they had come to this compromise to give it another 24 hours just to wait and see.
All right. Well, that's all we can do, I suppose, is wait and see. And Bill Fuller, thank you very much for that live report out of New Orleans.
Yeah, we'll keep our fingers crossed that nothing happens down there, nothing bad. We want to see that cap stay on. KFWB News Time 5.